you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Rain or shine, here we are again. You know, in fact, now that I think about it, we should probably retitle today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Rain or Shine, because that's what this weekend's all about, isn't it? Well, think about it. All week long, the local TV weather reporters have been wringing their hands and agonizing over how this latest tropical depression out in the Gulf might find its way over to Houston. And of course, with each report, they'd tell us again how we needed to stay tuned for all the latest updates, because we might all be swept away by a flood of Harvey proportions, and they, only they, could keep us properly informed and prepared for the impending doom. Jeez, frankly, and yes, that pun was intended. Frankly, I shouldn't even be off on this tangent. Because I quit watching local TV news, and especially the weather, a long time ago. To me, they've all just become video tabloids. You know, TMZ for your hometown. So I just swore off all that trash years ago. But it simply can't be denied. Local TV weather forecasters just try to sensationalize everything. And we all know why. They want to keep you watching. They blow up every little detail way out of proportion, and all they really wind up doing is scaring the living daylights out of gullible people who don't know any better. Geez, I can remember when TV weather people were among the most trusted broadcasters in town. We depended on those people for accurate information to help us plan what we were going to do outdoors. But man, that's certainly not the case anymore, is it? You know, here at Edgewater Studios, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, here at Edgewater, we found the Space City Weather website a few years ago, and those guys are the best. They even bill themselves as hype-free forecasts, because they realized a lot of people, like me, are just sick and tired of all the fear-mongering noise from a lot of the TV weather experts, and I use that term loosely. Now, in fairness, you know me, old moderate Randy, in fairness, I'm sure there are a few TV weather reporters who try to avoid being overly dramatic. But again, I wouldn't know personally because I refuse to watch that junk anymore. And I know a lot of those people because I worked with a lot of them when I was Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan Show for 30 years. But when they're being really honest with themselves, even a lot of them don't like the direction local TV news has taken over the last few years. Video tabloids. I'm serious. At any rate, this latest tropical depression has been wandering around out in the northern part of the Gulf all week, and everybody's been wondering where it was going to make landfall. But as the Space City weather guys pointed out, this storm was more disorganized than... Well, then the House Democratic Caucus. Heck, they couldn't even find the eye of the storm for a while, so they were all just playing pin the tail on the Democrat, you know, trying to figure out where it was going to come ashore. And that's why I thought I might change the name of today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show to Rain or Shine. Because, heck, until yesterday, we still didn't know whether this weekend was going to be too wet or too warm. After all, this wouldn't be the first time some TV weather clown set his hair on fire during the 10 o'clock news and, you know, told us all we needed to build Noah's Ark in our backyards. And then it all turns out to be a big fat nothing burger because it's happened before. Remember Hurricane Rita in 2005? I remember some of these local TV weather buffoons telling us that Rita was going to be Houston's Katrina, and you'll recall hundreds of thousands of people ran like scared rats to get out of town, and it wound up causing a traffic jam of epic proportions. Some people sat in their cars for 24 hours in the gridlock. They ran out of gas before they could find a hotel or a motel a few hours out of town. And then the storm moved east and made landfall between Sabine Pass and Holly Beach in Louisiana, and we didn't even get a rain shower here in Houston. Yeah, I've told you this story before. TJ Callahan and I carpooled to the radio station to cover the storm, and when we drove home on the Southwest Freeway, it was totally empty. It was the weirdest thing I ever saw. So we spent much of this past week trying to figure out whether this storm was going to be a nothing burger or a Whataburger. And it looks like it was the former, not the latter. Meanwhile, how many people were duped into watching local TV newscasts and hanging on every word of some delirious, flipped-out weather wonk who insisted we all stay tuned for the latest updates on this impending disaster heading for Houston? You know, to be honest, it kind of makes me mad. I mean, I've covered a dozen tropical depressions or hurricanes in my 30-plus years on the air in Houston, and we always tried our best to be as honest and accurate as we could possibly be with the audience, and we certainly never exaggerated the danger of a storm just to try to increase our ratings. But that seems to be standard operating procedure these days. I mean, whatever happened to trying to deliver the facts? I guess I sound like a surly old curmudgeon, but I think this is a serious issue for broadcasters. You know, when I first got into the business, local radio and TV personalities were viewed as respected sources of information. But I feel like some of these guys have just become carnival barkers. Everything is breaking news, even if it's a storm they already know is not going to be a major threat to the city of Houston. And when they do things like that, they destroy their own credibility, not to mention the integrity of other more responsible broadcasters who are trying to get it right. And I mean it. I think this is a serious issue for the broadcasting industry. Recent surveys have shown that journalists are now among the least trusted professions in society, right up there with politicians and lobbyists. That's kind of embarrassing to me, because it hasn't always been that way. And local reporters have nobody to blame but themselves. They've ruined their own reputations, and they've done it by pulling stunts just like this, playing on the fears of the public, overstating the danger of a storm that they know is not an imminent threat to their own audience. And it's all just to make you watch longer, to drive their ratings up. That's got to be infuriating to somebody like J.P. Pritchard, who has spent 40 years on Houston radio trying to be as objective and honest about the facts as he possibly can be. And if broadcasters aren't careful, they're going to wind up alienating their audience to the point that more people do what I do, just stop watching local TV news altogether. So whether this first adventure in hurricane season turns out to be a nothing burger or a Whataburger, we won't care on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because we cook our own burgers, don't we? Well, most of the time, anyway. As the old song says, come rain or come shine, too wet or too warm, either way, one of the best ways to beat the heat is to cook indoors. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. My wife Cindy recently read an article that even suggested some ways to minimize the heat in your house by using some specific cooking techniques that lower the radiated heat in the kitchen. It's always a good idea to lower your electric bill and, you know, not overtax your air conditioning, right? Yeah, so this article suggested that we at-home chefs should try to avoid using the oven and the cooktop and instead, simply prepare meals in crockpots and instant pots. Yes, of course, crockpots and instant pots create a lot of heat too, but they don't radiate a lot of heat. So that'll save you some serious cash on your air conditioning bill, and we all want to do that, don't we? That's why we're going to be talking to the delightful Melly Gomez of Sur La Table about Instant Pots. She's an instructor at Sur La Table, and she'll tell us all about it. And we'll also talk to my old buddy Fred Olson, my Hudson & Harrigan partner for 30 years. He'll talk about crockpot cooking. cool cooking for hot weather. So this weekend, come rain or come shine, it'll still be hot. And the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will focus all its attention on how to beat the heat, both outdoors and indoors. Oh, and I promise, no hype.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
are delighted to welcome back Melly Gomez to the show. How are you, Melly?
I'm doing good. How are you, Randy?
I'm great. Melly is an expert chef, and she's also an instructor at Sur La Table University, if you will. We know there are several locations of Sur La Table around the greater Houston area, so which one is your home base, Melly?
We are out of Friendswood in the new expansion of the Baybrook Mall.
So how many classes do you teach in a week?
It really depends on the week. I teach about 5 to 7 classes, but we have 3 other instructors as well, and we teach 1 to 4 classes a day.
So do you teach the same classes over and over, or do you kind of bounce around a little bit?
We bounce around a little bit. We might have the same class multiple times throughout the month, just so we can make sure we are accommodating to everybody's schedule. You know, some people work in the day, and then some people work in the evening as well. But we change our menus every month, so we're kind of on a little bit of a rotation. So every month it might have a similar name, but we're offering a whole new menu.
Now, a lot of our dedicated listeners will remember Melly from her previous appearances here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But for those who haven't heard those shows, give us a brief overview of your background. Where were you born, reared, schooled, all that kind of thing?
Okay. I've been in Texas for pretty much my entire life. I have been cooking and baking my entire life. My mother was one of my biggest influences. I grew up in the kitchen with her. So when I went to culinary school after high school, it was just an easy transition, and I've just been in the industry ever since.
Where did you work in the food preparation industry before you landed at Sur La Table?
I have worked all over the city. I worked for Pappas for a little bit. I've worked at different mom and pop shops over in the Greater Heights area. I've also worked for other corporate companies. I worked for Levy's restaurants for a little while. So I was at the Red and White Wine Bistro. I'm inside the Toyota Center.
So how'd you wind up teaching culinary classes?
Well, after working at a few different places, I was just kind of bored, I guess. I had worked in all different kinds of establishments, mom and pop shop, fine dining, casual. I've been front of house and back of house. So I was trying to find something interesting or something new to do. So I applied for a sales associate position at Sur La Table because I was just kind of in a transition phase. And the resident chef at the time, Alexia Bonomi, she was like, well, you're a chef, why don't you try teaching for me? And I had never taught classes before. But once I did, I just fell in love with it. It was a little bit of a struggle at first, but it's been the best decision I've made.
What's your favorite part of teaching?
My favorite part is that they're there because they want to listen to me. I mean, I have a lot of repeat customers, and after working in the industry for many years, I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I love that I can teach my students and so that they know all these little tips and tricks. So when they go home, it's going to essentially better their life. It's going to make their day a whole lot better, their dinner a whole lot more flavorful than it probably would have been just from little tips and tricks.
What are the most popular classes?
Ooh, it's tough to say, just because we offer a variety of things. Everybody loves the date nights, of course, because it's a fun thing to do. You bring a bottle of wine and come with your date and just have fun. Or you can even bring your friend or your family. It doesn't have to be a date. But our kids' classes are pretty fun also. We teach our kids' classes just like the adults. So everything is still hands-on. The kids get to do cutting. We get to use the different machines and the burners and all that. So it's pretty fun.
Which class do you enjoy teaching the most?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I wish I had a better answer, but I don't have a favorite whatsoever. I love them all. I don't think there's been a class that I haven't liked.
So what are some of the standard recurring classes on the schedule that some of our at-home chefs might be interested in signing up for?
Well, we have the last available class for Night Out I Heart Rome. So we are doing, it's essentially seared lamb chops, but we actually do our lamb chops in the sous vide.
Ooh.
We leave them in there for about an hour or so, so they come out nice and medium, and then we sear them over the grill. We also have sauteed chicory with red peppers. We usually use serranos or even Thai chilies if they want a little more spice. And then we also have a lattice crust tartlet. So we have been doing apricot and tangerine marmalade inside.
Another one that caught my eye, Melly, was five-ish ingredient cooking. Talk about that one.
So a lot of our clients want to know a lot of different menus that can be pretty quick and easy for dinner time or for weekday meals. And the five-ish ingredients, there's not a whole lot of prep to it. Most of what we do is one pan cooking, so that way it's really going to help you out flavor-wise and time-wise as well.
Okay, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is cool cooking for hot weather. And one of the ways to do that is an Instapot. We even gave one to our daughter-in-law for Christmas. Now, she owns and operates her own interior design business, and she has an 8-year-old whirlwind of a son to take care of, too, so she loves her Instant Pot. Let's begin by having you explain what exactly is an Instant Pot, because a lot of people in our audience don't know anything about them at all.
So the big highlight of them is they are an electric pressure cooker. So you can have a beef roast done in half an hour or even bone-in chicken thighs done in 10 minutes.
Cool.
Because it heats and pressurizes everything. So it just kind of, it bastes everything and it helps tenderize the meats as it goes. But they are actually multi-cookers. So they also have a slow cook setting to them. They have a saute setting, so you can do one pan cooking. You don't have to worry about transferring anything over. They have a yogurt setting, which yogurt takes a little while. It's about a day's process or so, depending how you're starting. So it'll keep track of that time and what temperatures you need to be at.
Now, we understand that Instant Pot is a brand name, but there are several other companies that manufacture the same kind of appliance that work exactly the same way. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We call them multi-cookers, Instapot. Some people will know what an Instapot is. Some people will know what a multi-cooker is. And then most oftentimes they're referred to as electric pressure cookers.
So in your expert opinion, is one brand preferable to another, or do they all basically perform at the same level?
I will say they do not all perform at the same level, but they all get the essential procedure done. So we have ones by Breville that are just a little bit more detailed. They're at the top of the price range, though, because they are so detailed. You get to pick the PSI, which is the amount of pressure you want to add. It also has a lot of preset settings, and it's one of the only models that has an auto-release pressure on it. So you don't even have to push the button. It does everything for you.
Wow. So how many different brands of Instant Pots do you offer for sale at Sur La Table?
We have about four or five. So we have Breville, we have Instapot itself, we have Fagor, and I believe we have ones by Allclad as well.
How widely do they vary in price?
They start off, depending on what kind of Instapot you have, they might start off around $100, and they go all the way up to about $250.
Which brands are the most popular?
Instapot, of course. They did a really awesome job with their new 10-in-1 multi-cooker, which just debuted this past year. Initially, it was a 6-in-1, then a 7, and now they came out with a 10.
And does price seem to drive sales, or are your customers just interested in getting the best one they can find?
Instapot really is the most basic multi-cooker we have, and it's also the one that is going to be the best price.
What are some of the most popular dishes that people use an Instapot to prepare?
Oh, goodness. You can do everything there. I like to do my beef roast because it only takes half an hour and it comes out tender every time. That's the great thing about these multi-cookers is there's no guessing to it. It's whatever temperature it is, regardless of what you're making. So chicken thighs are pretty popular. We do an olive and green olive and lemon caper chicken inside. And that takes about 10 minutes.
So overall, how much faster does an Instant Pot do a dish as compared to the traditional version?
Well, a pork roast normally takes about 4 to 6 hours inside the oven or on the stovetop. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. Chicken thighs would normally take about anywhere from 45 minutes up to about an hour and a half. So it saves you at least an hour, if not more.
Melly, we need to take a break, but can you stick around for another segment? We want to talk about how you use an Instant Pot, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Melly Gomez, our go-to instructor at Sur La Table in Baybrook. Thanks for hanging around for an extra segment, Melly. We know you're busy, but actually, the subject matter for today's show is one of the reasons why Melly is so busy. Instant pots are a hot topic right now, and we hear that customers ask you about them on a fairly regular basis. What do they want to know?
Well, they want to know if it actually works, if all the rumors are true, if your food really does cook that fast, if the quality is the same, and what the price range is as well. Is it something that's going to fit in their budget? Is it going to be a real investment for them?
Well, in regard to that, we read a really interesting article about Instapots. It was in the Chronicle on Valentine's Day, of all things. And the writer compared three dishes cooked in the traditional manner and then compared that against the Instant Pot. And the writer concluded, at least, that the traditional method was better in all three dishes. Does that surprise you?
A little bit it does, but I will say it does depend on what they were making.
Yeah, in most cases, I think that the writer was viewing it from more of a gourmet chef point of view rather than the hurried mom like my daughter-in-law we talked about a moment ago who needs to get that pot roast done and nothing flat. So he was comparing sauces and how the meat finished. So that probably had more to do with his conclusions than anything. What's the most unusual dish you've ever heard someone preparing in an Instant Pot?
The most unusual?
Yeah. New question, huh?
I don't want to say it's unusual, but I will say it's the most surprising. One of our chefs, Chef Tian, he actually makes a one-pot pasta inside the Instant Pot.
How does he do that?
I have no idea. I've never seen him do it. But what he does, he says he layers in his noodles and his meat. He uses already made marinara sauce and puts that in there already. And he puts the noodles in dry. He says it does get a little tricky with moisture, but he didn't tell me how much he adds inside there. So I don't know if it's 1 cup of water to a pound of pasta or if he does it just like in a pot, the traditional way, but he cooks his noodles and everything else right in there.
What are some things that we all should know about Instant Pots that we don't?
They can get pretty smelly. If you don't clean them properly, you don't allow them to air out or give them a vinegar bath, the little rubber gasket inside will get a little stinky.
Well, then let's talk about that. What is the best way to clean an Instant Pot?
Hand wash, of course. Even if something says dishwash, you really don't want to, especially when it's a pot or pan, just to be on the safe side. And make sure it dries fully. If it gets a little bit of buildup on the inside from anything sticking, you can always use Barkeeper's Friend. It's a multi-purpose cleaner. It's good on virtually almost any surface, really. And then the rubber gasket, you want to make sure that you bathe in vinegar so that way it removes any smell.
We talked in the first segment about what an Instant Pot will do a good job of cooking. What are some dishes you would suggest we avoid when using an Instant Pot?
Making lasagna gets a little bit hard just because of the pan that you have to put inside the bowl. It gets a little bit crowded, so I would say if you are using something that's in a dish, your fingers are going to get a little bit squished.
Well, let's talk specifics now, Melly. Pick out a few appetizers we could prepare in an Instant Pot and tell us exactly how you do it.
You can do spinach and artichoke dip inside the Instant Pot. You won't get a little bit of browning on top, but it'll definitely give you a nice, good, creamy product. You would just do it the traditional way where you blend your cream cheese and your fontina cheese, your spinach, and everything else that you're going to add to it and put inside. You can also do like an olive tapenade. If you put it on the slow cook setting, you can add different olives to it and herbs to it so it gets nice and fragrant, and you can use that as a little dip.
Now do the same thing with a couple of entrees, and don't be stingy with the details now, Melly. We all want to learn new tricks and tips.
Well, you can do pork carnitas inside of it, so if you want to do tacos at home, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes. You can add a little bit of pineapple juice, some guajillo chilies, some oranges in there as well, or orange juice in there as well. We did barley along with the roast. What else have we done? We've done soup inside. We've done a French onion soup. And when we did the French onion soup, we actually used all of the onions, so the inside and the skin as well. And later on, we just skimmed out the skin from it. Just because you can't really eat it doesn't mean you can't use it for its flavor.
And what about that crusty top? How do you create that in an Instant Pot?
You can always remove the bowl and add it to the broiler. You do have to be careful, though, so it doesn't get too hot. Or you can also take a kitchen torch and just torch the top.
Now, this might sound strange, Melly, Well, yeah, it will sound strange. Can you think of any desserts you can make with an Instant Pot?
Of course, you can make cheesecake. You can make molten lava cake, which we've made in our Instant Pot class, and it was so delicious. You can also do your creme brulee inside, or any type of cooked custard, really.
Are there any other kinds of dishes that we could use an Instant Pot to make that we haven't already discussed?
You can even do jams and preserves inside of the Instant Pot.
My.
It has a jamming setting to it as well.
And how would you do that?
It's very similar to the traditional canning method, except instead of having a big canning pot, you put it inside the pressure cooker. Most of them have a preset setting for the preserving method on there. You just add a little bit of water so it still pressurizes, so it creates that seal on the jars.
And what little tips and tricks have you learned about using Instant Pots that you can pass along to us?
Sometimes the preset settings are not always going to be the best. For example, most rice dishes, you may have to add a little bit less water and a little bit less time to it. Otherwise, it'll get a little too soft. At least that's what I've learned with making risotto and making pilaf inside. So just doing a little bit of testing as far as your time.
And what's the single biggest mistake that most people make when they use an Instant Pot?
The biggest mistake, I would say really just not cleaning it properly, just not allowing it to air out. That also will cause damage to the gasket, which is what actually holds in the pressure, which it'll end up leaking, and then you'll have issues with it later on.
Now, if you missed the first segment with Melly, she is an accomplished chef, and she's a culinary instructor at Sur La Table, and she has no doubt taught classes in just about everything imaginable in the kitchen, but we have to ask, do you guys offer any classes specifically for the Instant Pot at Sur La Table?
We do. They are called Comfort Cooking. Most of our locations are still offering it. We do a lasagna, a chicken, and a dessert.
There are so many different kinds of cooking classes at Sur La Table. We couldn't possibly list them all. So, Melly, tell us how people can find out more about your classes.
You can always go onto our website where we have our online calendars posted for every location, or you can go into the store itself, and we always have paper copies of what we have coming up next.
And does Sur La Table have some social media presence we need to know about?
You can always go to Facebook to like our main Sur La Table page, or you can go to my Instagram where I usually post most of our dishes.
And that's your own personal social media presence, right?
Yes, that is my personal Instagram.
And what will people find when they go there?
You can find pictures from the dishes that we make in class, and you can also find just some personal dishes from any personal chef jobs that I have had in the past.
Does it include some recipes and some good tricks and tips? I need all the help I can get here, Melly.
Absolutely. You can always ask questions on there as well. I have my messages open, and then it just gives you lots of dinner ideas. I will post new products that I try as well. For instance, I like to post pictures about different cheeses that Kerrygold sends us. So it just kind of makes them brand aware as well.
And how many locations of Sur La Table are there around the greater Houston area?
Oh, goodness. We have about five to six different locations. We have a store in the Woodlands and Champions. Those two stores do not have a culinary store, though. And then we have River Oaks, Sugarland, and City Center.
And you're, of course, in Baybrook Mall, right?
Yes, we are.
This is Melly Gomez of Sur La Table. Melly, you are always an invaluable resource for us wannabe chefs, and you're always so kind and patient to explain things to a know-nothing like me. So thanks for giving us your time, and let's visit again real soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We're talking about cool things today on the show, and I can't think of anybody any cooler than my old Hudson and Harrigan buddy for 30 years, Fred Olson. What's up, Daddy-O?
Wow. Cool, man. So cool.
Boy, I'm dating myself now. For our younger listeners out there, what's up, Daddy-O? That was a phrase that I guess the beatniks started it, don't you think? That's in the 50s?
I guess that came out of the beat generation.
And to put that in perspective, you and I were in elementary school in the 50s.
Yeah, trying to be cool and using bro cream to get our hair to stand up. Of course, with you, it was no problem because you had red rocket hairdo back then.
Oh, bro cream. I'd forgotten all about that greasy stuff.
Oh, remember Vitalis of EO5?
Yes.
Alberto of EO5? You do everything you could to get it to slick back. And then the dry look came. Remember, you want the dry look.
Yeah, and then we thought we were really cool if we used Old Spice aftershave.
Ooh, my brother used, and if any of you guys listening remember, Oh, what was the hair goop? What was that? Oh, it was a stick.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it'll come to me later, of course, after we hang out. But my brother had a kind of a flat top, almost marine style.
Oh, yeah. Butch wax, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it might be hard for our kids to believe, but we were actually too young to be part of the beatnik generation. They read poetry and sang folk songs. We were more like hippies. That was about 10 years after the beatniks.
Yeah, we came in right in the middle of the most permissive, until now, society in the world. Not forgetting the Romans, but yeah, we, yeah.
And a large part of the hippie culture was our generation's attitude toward the Vietnam War. But of course, I was drafted into the Army right out of college, right smack dab in the middle of the Vietnam War. And so that was kind of tough for some of us. I mean, I was not happy about going into the Army, but in retrospect, I'm proud of it. But let's be honest. If somebody had come up to me and said, "We don't need you anymore. You can turn in your uniform and go home anytime you want to," I'd have been out the door before they said FUBAR, you know?
You know, I remember back in the days, and people don't remember the draft, but they would literally call out the numbers during high school lunch,
mm-hmm.
lunch period, and my numbers were always high.
Yeah.
And, you know, I looked it up a couple of years ago. I can't say recently, a few years ago. The next year.
Yeah.
Had they had the draft?
Yeah.
My number would have been 14.
Well, my mother told me on long-distance telephone while I was in basic training that my number was 12.
Yeah, you know what that would have translated to for me? Infantry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And God bless the men who, the young men, because wars are always fought by kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've got friends who went through that, and it still affects them to this day. It still does, brother. And you know, guys who ran LRP or long range recon patrol and
yep.
radio men in Vietnam as 19-year-old kids and dropped off the helicopter, didn't know what the heck was going on. Crazy.
Yeah, well, the Army taught me a lot. I went into the Army as a 21-year-old boy, and it really made a man out of me. I know that's a cliche, but it's true. And again, I'm proud of it. But I'll tell you something else I'm proud of. You. Those weekly devotionals that you do online, as long as we're talking about cool stuff, those are really cool. How did that start up?
Well, thank you, man. In fact, I was just working on this week's. It's more prayer. I'm all about prayer. You know, it was on my heart for years, and I kept, you know, when you deny God things, he's just going to keep hammering at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through Emmaus, which is a marvelous thing. I kept going, "Guys, I've got this idea," and they say, "Do it," and then I wouldn't do it. Because you say, well, everyone, there are so many devotionals, and there are thousands of them, but not this one. And whatever God puts on your heart to do is individual. It's what he wants you to do. So a year ago, it's been almost a year since I started doing it. Beth said, because my equipment had gone out of date, my beautiful MacBook Pro was suddenly out of date. You couldn't put any new anything on it, you know, planned obsolescence. She said, let's go to Best Buy, whatever, and get what you need. So I got a nice iMac and the software and all the stuff that I had before, the good equipment I had, and I started doing this weekly devotional.
So how can people find them online?
You know, that's a good question. Beth posts them on Facebook. It's called simply Fred's Daily Devotional or Weekly Devotional. And there's another guy named Fred who does something, and I ain't that guy. if you remember what we used to look like, I'm not that guy. But and I've got a friend, I got to tell you this friend, Nancy Glenn, who worked worldwide for... what's a huge software company? Slips my mind. But she's a 30-time winner videographer, and she finds the pictures to go with the audio.
I see.
And produces it.
Well, I have to tell you, I teach voiceover lessons to aspiring voice actors here at Edgewater Studios.
Uh-huh.
And I used one of your most recent devotionals as an example for a woman in Florida who wants to do the same thing. And after she had listened to yours, she said, "I'm not so sure I'm good enough to do this."
But you know what? I didn't think I was either. I didn't think I knew enough about the Lord. I didn't think I, you know, had anything to say. And then I was wrong. He has something to say through you, and that's the idea. Never have anybody tell you you're not good enough to do something. Try until you go, okay, I don't want to lay on my deathbed one day going, why didn't I do that?
Well, keep up the good work for the good news, my brother. I guess good news is the opposite of fake news, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
And there will be jewels in your crown when you get to heaven, as my mama used to say.
I'm hoping.
So let's talk about the topic of this week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's cool cooking for hot weather. As a matter of fact, in the monologue a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, if you're standing outside next to a red-hot grill with a 3-foot flame in the dead of summer in the state of Texas, you'd better be drinking something, my man. You got to keep yourself hydrated. But there are other ways to avoid getting overheated in the summer while you're cooking, and one of them is to reduce the amount of heat you actually create when you're cooking. So we spent the first two segments talking to Melly Gomez over at Sur La Table, and she told us about Instant Pots. Now, Instant Pots do generate a lot of heat, but they don't radiate a lot of heat in the kitchen.
Right.
And it's like cooking in an oven or over an open flame in the kitchen, or even worse, the 3-foot flame in the backyard. But another appliance that does the same thing is a crock pot.
Right.
Now, my wife loves crock pots so much that she's got two. Do you and Bev cook in the crock pot very often?
Actually, to be honest with you, no. And I'll tell you, since we talked about this, what we're going to talk about this week, last week, and I said crock pot, and we don't really cook, cheese dip or for transporting food for a benefit, which we do with the church a number of times. But I tell you what, it made me look up why I didn't like the crock pot. And it's in the future why I will like the crock pot. Here's why. In the past, everything tasted the same.
Huh.
Their carrots to me tasted like the potatoes, tasted like the onion, tasted like the meat.
I see.
You know, it looked good, but it all tasted like one thing rather than having individual flavors. So I began to look into that and realize that, you know, here's number one, if you have an issue with this. If you're going to cook chicken, take the skin off because that becomes a gelatinous goo.
Yeah.
Number two, if you want your meat seared, sear it before you put it in there.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Otherwise, it's going to be kind of brown, you know? No, it looks kind of lifeless, but sear it before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're adding aromatics like basil, things, do it toward the end. And that way it doesn't take over.
But Fred, I'm an old man and I want my vegetables to be soft. You know what I mean?
Yeah, al dente means my teeth hurt. But just play with the things a few times. And I had a guy, and we were talking at church one day. We talk about barbecue each week.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know how you make great barbecue? By first making bad barbecue. and I laugh, but he says, you know, I think, you know, you do. You have to learn how to do the same with soups or crock pot. It may not turn out great, but the next time you go, I'll add the carrots later, the onion later, or the basil, or the cayenne, or the cumin, whatever, later in the process, whatever you're cooking, so it doesn't overtake the whole dish and make it into blah.
And, of course, my grandson loves dessert. That's why we have two crock pots.
Wait a minute.
apple pudding and peach cobbler, anybody?
Hey, you know, I hadn't thought of making dessert in those things. But you know what I'm going to do? I want to do Asian sticky ribs. I'm going to take some baby backs and I'm going to cook them slowly for about 6 to 8 hours on low with a little bit of sauce and a little bit of water and get them kind of soft and then pull them out, marinate them, and then put them on the grill.
Well, as we like to say at church, crock pots and casseroles, the two bedrock pillars upon which the Southern Baptist movement is founded.
Yes.
And two is always better than one, like Fred and Randy, the old Hudson and Harrigan twins, on the radio again this morning. Love you, pal. Keep up the good work on the good news.
Appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?